Warning. Ensure that you give your full attention to this video. Do not operate any domestic appliances or machinery whilst watching it. This video should not be watched by any person who suffers from epilepsy or clinical depression. Paul McKenna's new hypnotherapy. Accelerated learning. Paul McKenna is the world's favorite hypnotist, and he entertains millions of people all over the world. He uses his top-rated comedy shows to demonstrate how people can use their imagination for fun. But as you're about to find out, the power of hypnosis can also help you make amazing changes for good. Paul has helped more people stop smoking than any other hypnotist. He's helped countless people to lose weight, overcome phobias, improve their performance, and supercharge their lives with motivation, joy, and happiness. His revolutionary new techniques are now helping people make changes faster than ever before. More than 500,000 people have used Paul's amazing tapes, and he's helped thousands more to improve their lives through his motivational seminars. And now he's here to help you.
Welcome to Accelerated Learning. On this tape, you'll learn the powerful secrets of easy, efficient learning. I'll be sharing with you the latest developments of educational experts and psychologists from around the world. And as you use this tape regularly, all the techniques you'll learn will be reinforced with the power of hypnosis. I've always been interested in the powers of the mind, and in 1985 I started to study hypnosis. I've worked with some of the world's leading experts. I found that having passion, happiness, joy, and success in your life is not an accident. It's a direct result of how you use your mind. Now, understanding hypnosis is like having an owner's manual for your brain. I've worked with all sorts of people with different complaints, addictions, and worries. And time again, I found the same causes. The problems that they had were caused by running negative programs in their brain. It's been said that the brain's like a computer. It has its own software, which helps us to organize our thinking and behavior. Hypnosis allows us to reprogram the computer. It's a procedure that allows us to go directly to the driver, the unconscious mind. The mindrobic exercises on this tape are easy, straightforward techniques which install the patterns of success in your brain. They're reinforced by the power of hypnotic trance, which you'll enter during the second half of this tape. The key programs of human behavior are habits and imagination. They're far more powerful than logic and willpower. For example, if you try telling your heartbeat to speed up, it won't do it. But if you imagine walking down a dark alley late at night, hearing footsteps behind you, it'll respond. Your body responds far more to the vivid use of imagination than it does to a simple command. As you use this tape, you're going to rehearse success over and over again in your mind, just as athletes visualize winning over and over again and guarantee success. All our creativity and our achievements start in the imagination. Almost everything you see around you now, the television, the furniture, even the building you're sitting in, was once just an idea in someone's imagination. As you learn the secrets of creative imagination, you'll discover how what you imagine and how you imagine it can bring you the performance and success that you desire. It'll also empower you, nurture your talents, and give you confidence in every area of your life. Learning to use your imagination is learning to make what you imagine come true. The brain is a mass of millions of neural pathways, and every action we take creates new connections. Every time we repeat an action, the neural pathway is strengthened, just like a footpath becomes clearer and wider the more it's used. That's how a habit's formed. For example, once upon a time, when you first tied your shoelaces, you really had to think about it. But now you do it automatically. The repetition stored that program in your unconscious mind. Mindrobic exercises install habits like that. The habits of success. You may have noticed that some people are successful no matter what they do. They've repeated the skills of success and achievement over and over again until they're literally hardwired for success. Using the hypnosis and mindrobics on this tape, you can do the very same thing. Many people have already. Using the techniques on this tape is like doing a workout for your brain. As you use them regularly, reinforced by the power of hypnosis, you recalibrate your neurology. In other words, you literally create physical patterns in your brain that drive you towards success. Before you go into trance, we're going to look at how the mind works and how these techniques channel the power of your imagination into the habits of success. There's a true story about an American teacher who was given a new class, and within a few months, their grades had gone sky high. The principal came to congratulate her. "It's easy," she said. "The kids are really bright." "Well, no," said the principal. "They're remedial." "But they're bright," she said, and showed him the class list. "Look at their IQs." "Those aren't their IQs," said the principal. "Those are their locker numbers." Those children started really learning because they were expected to be intelligent. We all perform up to or down to what we expect of ourselves and what others expect of us. All of us are born with the potential to be geniuses. You're born to learn and to keep on learning. When a baby's learning to walk and it falls over a few times, no one says, "Hey, I guess this baby just won't learn to walk." No, we keep encouraging them and they keep trying and then they succeed. I don't believe that anyone is either born intelligent or stupid. They get conditioned to be one or the other. Unfortunately, at school, many people were exposed to narrow, old-fashioned, traditional styles of learning. Because of this, some people have picked up a negative view of their intelligence at school. Actually, those people considered to be intelligent in our society have simply learned more efficient ways of organizing their thinking. You'll be learning those same techniques as you use this tape. For example, how to memorize facts easily and arrange your ideas creatively. As you master these techniques, your mind's going to be free to develop and explore possibilities of creativity that you haven't even thought of yet. First of all, though, we have to instruct your unconscious mind to think of yourself as capable, intelligent, and free to learn whatever you want. So let me tell you a little bit about a famous plastic surgeon called Maxwell Maltz. He found that after his operations, the self-esteem of most of his patients rose dramatically. However, for some, it didn't improve at all. Dr. Maltz concluded that they were scarred on the inside. They saw themselves as unworthy, bad, or hopeless. In other words, they had a poor self-image. So he taught them a simple mindrobic exercise to improve their self-image. The results were amazing. Within a few weeks, they'd become happy with themselves and their self-esteem had risen. Your first mindrobic exercise works in exactly the same way. It lets you realize that you're much more intelligent than you used to believe. I'd like you to visualize now what you'd be like if you were even more intelligent than you've ever been in your life. I'd like you to close your eyes now. It's very easy to visualize. For example, could you tell me right now what's the color of your front door? And which side is the lock on? In order to answer those questions, you had to make an image of it, make a picture in your mind of your front door. In other words, you visualized it. Now, in the same way, I'd like you to visualize yourself as competent, clever, and empowered to find out whatever it is that you want. Stop for a moment and notice whether the image is color or black and white. And where are you making it? Is it in front of you? Is it to the right or the left? Point to it. Bring the picture closer. Make it bigger, much bigger, brighter. Now, make that image life-size and imagine stepping into this body so that you can see through those eyes, hear through those ears, and feel those good feelings. Feel your mind clever and perceptive, and your body filled with power and confidence. You can open your eyes now. Do this every single morning to condition yourself over and over again, so it becomes an automatic habit to start the day filled with interest, questions, and fascination. Everyone learns better and faster when they're motivated, happy, and fascinated. In fact, Studies have shown that we perform to our best when our attention is fully absorbed in our activity, when stress is low, and where we're tackling a worthwhile challenge. By using the power of association and vivid imagination, you can learn to feel like this whenever you want. The famous Russian scientist Pavlov demonstrated the power of association. He conducted an experiment where every time he fed his dogs, he rang a bell. Soon, he simply only had to ring the bell and the dogs' mouths began to salivate. There was no logical connection between the bell and the food, only the connection of association. The human brain works in a similar way. A neural pathway is created each time an association is made, and whenever it's repeated, the pathway is reinforced. More recently, scientists have discovered that the nervous system cannot tell the difference between a real and a vividly imagined experience. In other words, your body will react to something you imagine in the same way it does as if it were really happening. For example, when you think about something very exciting, your heartbeat begins to quicken. We're going to use these two psychological facts to create a super state of accelerated learning, which you can trigger whenever you want. You're going to do this by creating a trigger or anchor, which will put you in touch with a great feeling. My personal choice of anchor is this squeezing together of my thumb and second finger like this. You can do it like this too, or you can choose a different finger if you like. It's easy and it's inconspicuous. You could do it anywhere. In a moment, we're going to remember some times when you felt particularly bright and alert and interested. We're going to create an association between those feelings and this squeeze of your fingers and repeat them over and over again. Every feeling starts and grows like this. And when you get that good feeling, squeeze your fingers as it reaches its peak like this. Okay, I'd like you to close your eyes now and think of a time when you were truly fascinated and absorbed in something. It could be anything you enjoyed, a sport, a game, a book, a film, anything you found really, really interesting. If you can't remember such a time right now, then just ask yourself, how would it feel if I were fascinated and absorbed and stimulated right now? Whatever it is, I'd like you to visualize it. Seeing it from your own eyes, as though it's here now. See again what you saw. Hear what you heard, and feel how good you felt. Notice all the details. Make the colors richer, brighter, bolder. Make the sounds clearer, and the feelings stronger. That's right. And as the feelings build to a peak, squeeze together your finger and thumb and anchor that good feeling. Grab some of that good feeling as you remember it now. That's it. Do it again. Run through that memory again. Remember that feeling. See what you saw. Hear what you heard. Feel how good you felt. Totally fascinated. Absorbed. That's right. And as you feel that good feeling, grab it again. Squeeze your thumb and finger together. That's right. Okay, you can open your eyes now. Practice this technique every morning for the next few weeks, and whenever you want to start your study, fire off your anchor by squeezing your thumb and finger together and remember this feeling. Use it whenever you want or need to get interested in learning. Neurological research indicates that the two sides of the brain do different types of thinking. The left brain is associated with logical, linear, critical, analytical thinking. The right brain with creative, holistic, intuitive thinking. Most of the population tend to use one side of the brain more than the other, but those people we generally consider to be geniuses, like Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Goethe, and Einstein, had more hemispheric synchronization because they were scientists as well as artists. They used both sides of their brain far more often. Tony Bazan, a leading expert on learning, has invented a brilliant technique called mind mapping that promotes the cooperation of the two hemispheres by stimulating both the analytic and the holistic process. In other words, it helps us to draw on both sides of the brain so we can remember things better and organize them more efficiently as well. Mind mapping's excellent for inputting information in a highly memorable form. It's just as good, though, for outputting ideas, taking creative concepts, expanding them, and then arranging them in the best order for your final format, whatever you're writing, from a letter to an exam paper. Firstly, to input information using mind mapping, when you're listening to a lecture or reading a text, write the major topic in the center of the page. Around the center, lay out the major categories as different branches, in different colors. use symbols and pictures as often as possible. The colors and symbols engage the right brain, whilst the words are comprehended by the left brain. This enhances your memory of the topic because it encodes in two different systems. A mind map becomes a holistic representation of your topic. The second way to use mind mapping is for outputting ideas. Start by brainstorming, putting your ideas down on a sheet of paper randomly. For example, let's imagine you want to write about accelerated learning. Positive state, anchoring, mind mapping, asking questions, study time, clock, visualization, games, memory, summarizing, and so on. As more ideas go onto the paper, draw in the links. Use different colors for different themes and connections. And when you've got all your ideas down, you can delete whatever you don't want and then complete the links between the points that you do want. Next, prioritize your ideas and decide on the order that you want them in your final document. As you write them out, you simply tick them off on your mind map. So before you write your exam paper, mind map it. I use mind mapping all the time when I'm writing letters. When you get into the habit of using them, you'll find you understand all of your studies better because you can make and illustrate all the connections between the different elements of your topics. The traditional way of trying to learn things by repeating them over and over again is horribly inefficient and, worse still, boring. However, I'm going to show you two ways of improving your memory now that are so powerful that they're almost like cheating. Educational researchers have shown that we can remember anything far more easily if we represent it in more than one sensory modality. In other words, if you add a picture, a sound, or a feeling, or a smell to a word, it gives your mind more to grab hold of. For example, if you are learning German vocabulary, you want to remember that the dog is der Hund. So, when you say der Hund, visualize a dog, hear it bark, imagine running your hand through its fur. It'll be actually much easier to remember. Whenever you learn a word, put it in a rich sensory context. The more vivid and the more amusing the representations are, the better. A special version of this can be created to remember specific facts for an exam. You start by visualizing walking around somewhere you know very well, like your own house. Then you simply add on vivid images that remind you of the facts that you need. For example, if you needed to remember that the English beat the French at the naval battle of Trafalgar in 1805, you could visualize a clock stuck at 6:05, that's 1805 in the 24-hour clock, on your front door. Inside, you could see an English flag flying and a French ship sinking in your hallway. You can also use this technique to remember numbers, formulas, or names. Just turn the facts you have into vivid pictorial journeys. The second memory booster is called a memory tree. This is a way of breaking down great slabs of information into manageable bits and then helping you to find and remember it all whenever you need to. Any task, no matter how big, can be achieved if it's broken down into small enough bits. All you need to make a memory tree is a handful of file cards like this. When you read a book or go over your lecture notes, summarize each page or section in one sentence and write it on the card so that you can get summary sentences of a whole chapter onto one card. Do this for each chapter so that for a 12-chapter book, you'd have 12 cards. Then review your 12 cards and write one sentence summarizing each of them onto this final card. This final card is the trunk of the tree. The 12 cards are the branches, and the sentences on the 12 cards are the twigs. You now have a succinct summary of the book. Also, in the process of creating the memory tree, you repeat the information each time you summarize it. This repetition helps to transfer the information from your short-term to your long-term memory. To strengthen your memory even more, read your cards out loud so that you store an auditory experience as well as a visual one. And finally, explain the whole topic to a friend, which reinforces the information as output as well as input. There are just a few more ideas I'd like to give you before we do the hypnotic trance to turbocharge your learning abilities. You don't have to do them, but studies have shown that for most people, most of these techniques lead to a significant increase in performance and memory. Firstly, if you listen to music while you work, it's best to use classical instrumental music of the Baroque period.